Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Hello, everyone. Welcome in live nationwide and around the world to Ron Segi today. Listen to our guest lineup. My first guest is a legendary icon of the music business, singer, actor, writer, musician. Bobby Vinton will be here. One of the best magicians ever, David Copperfield, will be joining us. Dancer, singer, and actor Tony Danza will be here. The Beaver is going to join us on the show. Jerry Mathers from Cheers, the mailman himself. Clippy, John Ratzenberger. Comedian Kevin Nealon has got a new special on. He's to be on Saturday Night Live. And then in our lifestyle segment, we're going to talk to HGTV star George Oliphant and some tax tip with Leanna Hawkins. And that's all coming up this week with Ron Segi today. In a few moments, we'll be back with my first guest, this first hour, Bobby Vinton.
Do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call. Because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at crazy low prices. They have access to great prices and discounts at over 500 different airlines. Plus 300,000 hotels and rental car companies. Their prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find the best price for you. Call SmartFares today and get ready to see the world with a fat wallet.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. That's 800-871-3291.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-511-6046. 800-511-6046. 800-511-6046. That's 800-511-6046.
A long, long time ago, on graduation day, you handed me your book. I sign this way, roses are red, my love, violets are blue, sugar is sweet, my love, but not as sweet as you.
And we are back live nationwide and around the world with Ron Segi today. And that is the voice of a man that I have known for over 50 years. I have been very close to Bobby and his entire family, remembering all the great times that we had while he was the owner of his theater in Branson, the Blue Velvet Theater, where we broadcasted our radio show many, many times. I haven't had Bobby on the show in some time, but I must tell you that of all the people that I've met in the business, I've probably known him the longest. Ladies and gentlemen, joining us right now, Bobby Vinton. Hi, Bobby. How you doing?
Hello, Ron. How are you?
I'm doing good. Good to hear your voice again.
Good to hear you.
We haven't chatted in a while, and it's nice to always be with you. And boy, I tell you, I looked down all these places you're going to be, Bobby. I thought you were going to take it easy last time.
Well, I am taking it easy. I'm only performing 6 days a week now.
And of course, you were in Branson with the Blue Velvet Theater. You left Branson to move down. You always told me you were going to come down to the sunny state of Florida.
I love Florida. I want to be next door to you.
You're going to be now right near me, and that's at the Strawberry Festival.
I was there last year. I'm delighted to be invited back. Normally, they don't bring the same entertainers back each year, but they tell me we had the biggest attendance of the season, so they're bringing me back, and I hope it goes well again this year.
You know, you do wonderful there. I mean, that's not an easy venue. I mean, it's outside.
Yeah, you got 20,000 people, and it's big and demanding, but the audiences seem to go for what I do. I just, you know, I mean, I have a packed show with a little bit of everything for everyone, and it seems to work for me. In fact, I'm telling you, it gets better every year. The other night I was performing somewhere, and a guy hollered out, "Hey, Bobby, you still have it?" And I said, "Buddy, I got to tell you, I just got it. I just got it after all these years."
You know, I was watching the other night, they run the old Ed Sullivan shows, and I was watching a clip they had with you on there. You're out there in a nice navy blue suit.
Yeah, well, you know, when you're young and you're scared, and it's one way to perform, and after all these years in the business, it's like I'm like a surgeon. I finally mastered my art. And I got to tell you, as a kid getting started, you're not as good as you think you are. And it takes years, if you're fortunate enough to stay around, to improve, to find out the true secrets to being great at anything, just like yourself. I'm sure you feel much more comfortable about your show today than it was 30 years ago when I met you up in Erie, Pennsylvania. I don't know if I'll do the business there without you, because you used to plug the show so much. We were always sold out. How long has it been since you've been in Erie?
33 years, Bobby.
Yeah.
It's a long time. I can't run down this whole list because we'll be here till at least September at the Strawberry Festival here in Lakeland, Florida. Then Illinois, Atlantic City, Punta Gorda, Indiana, Michigan, Ohio, Pennsylvania. Good to see that you're slowing down.
Well, maybe next year.
Maybe next year.
No, I'll tell you, it's a funny thing. It seems that I'm doing better today than I did when I had number one records. I don't know why, but there's a bigger demand. There's more places for me to perform. And a lot of these Indian casinos, they love my show because, you know, everybody talks about the Rat Pack in Vegas the way it used to be.
And you're right.
My show is what it used to be, to have a big band and do the type of entertainment that used to be. In fact, maybe I should call the show Bobby Vitton the way it used to be.
You know, that's not a bad idea. You know, Bobby, I was just thinking about this a little bit before you came on the air. All during the 60s, and ladies and gentlemen listening, you got to hear this, because this is a phenomenon. You may not be thinking about this every day, but just think about the music of the 60s, all right? There was very few American artists who could make it here. In fact, nobody could make it here in the United States in the 60s because of the British invasion. They all went overseas. You know, they performed in concerts in Europe and, you know, Asia and England and everything else. There was only one man that I know that was still making number one records after the British invasion, and that was you, Bobby.
Well, I had the same manager. See, I was number one. I was very hot. So when the Beatles came over, they wanted to get my manager. When the Rolling Stones came over, they wanted to get my manager. So I ended up having the manager who managed the Beatles and the Rolling Stones. And I would see the Beatles and the Rolling Stones in his office, and they would tease me, said, "Hey, how do you feel about us coming here and taking over the country?" And I says, "Well, in a way, I'm very grateful, because you have eliminated all of my competition. You know, there's not that many more American singers." See, actually, with me, when I was selling records in the 60s, I was selling maybe 2 million records. Each time you put out a record, you have a million seller. Well, I was selling 2 million. 1 million to the teenagers and 1 million to the adults.
Right.
Because I was able to perform for both audiences. And when the Beatles came over, they took the teenagers away, so I was still selling a million records on everything I put out to the adults. So that's what kept me around all those years.
And the other side of the coin, too, Bobby, and for those people who don't know you personally, as I do, you are one very established and well-disciplined businessman. I mean, you know how to do this business. I mean, when you were coming out with My Melody of Love, you knew how to get that thing marketed. A lot of entertainers today, they just say, "Well, I just want to go out there and sing a song and have a hit record." But you know how to make it happen.
Well, like I say, the longer you're in the business, any business, the brighter you get. And I came from a little town in Pennsylvania, like so many of us did. And like yourself, you're always coming up with great ideas. You're always doing something, because you don't wait for somebody to give it to you. See, the trouble with the people today, and I see this all around me, everybody's looking for handouts. Nobody wants to work hard, whether it's your business, my business, or anybody's business. Give it to me. Give it to me. And, you know, I was discussing with my friends here, the Morgans. You remember them?
Sure.
They're here with me in New Jersey.
Yeah.
And it's just so many people are waiting for something to happen for them. Nobody goes out and makes it happen anymore. Well, I don't want to say nobody, but not as many people. Yeah, I just know that so many singers who were popular when I was popular, all they did was get bitter and complain about what was happening, and that doesn't work. You have to just try that much harder. Like you mentioned earlier in my introduction, that I'm working harder today than I ever did, which is true. Mm-hmm. The older you get, the harder you have to work. It was great when I was young. I used to just show up.
Yeah.
I'm going to a rehearsal. Can you imagine I'm going to a rehearsal in an hour?
Are you telling me that? You're probably going to do 3 sound checks before the gig.
I will do a 3-hour rehearsal. Every note has to be right. Every sound check has to be right. And I'll be there, and I'll do that tomorrow, and I'll do that the next day. That's before I even hit the stage. They all say, why do you do that? I says, because I know if I go there, it's going to be a little bit better than if I don't go there.
Yeah, you do not walk through it. I have never seen in 50 years performance that you have walked through, and I know we've talked about this many times in the past, how you go in and rehearse, and that sound check is like primary. I mean, you did a sound check at the end of the season in Branson, remember?
Yeah. On my last show in Branson, I went on stage and rewired the whole thing. Everybody says, are you nuts? The season's over with.
That's funny. Well, let me run down these dates again. First of all, for everybody that's going to be in the Florida area, the Strawberry Festival, it's a fantastic event. Now, to run down every place you're going to be, check out BobbyVinton.com. If you do that, you're in great shape because you see everything that there is to know about Bobby, where he's going to be. But most importantly, you can even get some Bobby Vinton books and T-shirts. And I got these great Bobby Vinton jackets. And boy, I tell you something, you can't miss them. Bobby, I'm looking forward to seeing you now.
I'll see you. And if I don't see you at Strawberry Festival, I'm going to be at Punta Gorda.
And you're going to be in Ocala, too.
In Ocala. So Florida is going to be a good place for me sooner or later to catch up with you.
Do you enjoy the warm weather now as compared to
Branson? No, I always love warm weather.
I know you do.
Yeah, I do love warm weather. Who doesn't?
Hey, that's the reason why I moved here. You don't have to shovel heat.
But where am I going? Erie.
Erie.
Tomorrow I'll be in Philadelphia. The next day I'll be Lancaster, Pennsylvania. So, yeah.
As you said, you are a gypsy at heart.
I'd love it.
That's exactly right. Well, tell the family we said hi, Bobby, okay. And we'll look forward to seeing you real soon, okay?
Bye-bye.
And I got to tell you something. Bobby and his family are like family to the Sedgy Group. He's celebrating a birthday this month, too. He is one of the most prolific performers that ever crossed the top 40 charts in America. And on stage, he not only sings, he plays piano, drums, saxophone, trumpet, trombone. He used to be the musical director for the NBC band, and then later, when the Dick Clark Caravan of Stars started to tour the country back in the late 50s and early 60s with people like Gene Pitney, Tony Orlando, Del Shannon, Barbara Lewis. He conducted the house band for those shows and Dick Clark. Until one day, he recorded a song called Roses Are Red. And the story goes, on the side of the bus, in big letters, were the stars. Del Shannon, Gene Pitney, Tony Orlando, Barbara Lewis. And on small letters at the bottom, it said, backed by the Bobby Vinton Orchestra. When Roses Are Red became number one, they changed the sign. And the sign now read on the top in big letters, Bobby Vinton, and all the other names below him, because he had the number one song in the country. And I thank him for his great friendship for over the past 50 years. And there's more to come, live nationwide and around the world with Ron Sedgy today.
Blue on blue, heartache on heartache. Blue on blue, now that we are through.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
This is a St. Jude moment.
Ashton was a high-level athlete, and in an instant, your world flips, and your healthy 5-year-old competitive cheerleader has a brain tumor. And the physician was like, your best option is St. Jude. Receiving treatment that was life-saving for our child and knowing that that treatment would be of no cost to us was a huge weight lifted.
Learn more at stjude.org.
Time is the one thing that we want more of. Without the donors, I wouldn't have my Audrey. They take care of our housing. They take care of our food. In addition to the best medical treatment that my daughter could ever have. So it allows me to focus on my daughter and getting her better.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
We're back live all across the USA and around the world. You're listening to Ron Seggi today. I don't know about you, but magic has always been one of my favorite forms of art. I just am amazed at people who can do magic. And one of the best in the world is joining us on the show. I first saw him over 30 years ago. Recently saw him at the MGM Grand in Las Vegas, Nevada. And I tell you, every time I go and watch one of his concerts, I'm absolutely amazed. He's phenomenal. We're talking about David Copperfield. Hi, David. How are you? Nice to have you back on the show, my friend.
I'm doing great. Thank you so much for those kind words.
Well, they're from the heart. I got to tell you, I'm going back now 20, 25 years when, you know, you first
started.
We were
three.
We were both 3 years old.
Yep.
I remember very well in that little kiddie cart that we had. And just watching is amazing. The last time I saw you, and it was a little while ago, I saw you at the MGM, came backstage afterwards to visit with you. And the show, as many times I've seen it, continually blows me away. You are magnificent up there.
Thank you very much. We keep changing it. We have a good time trying new things out. And we've got lots of brand new things in the show, and we're all proud of it.
I think that's the key to it, is that you do keep changing it. As many times as I've seen the show, although there are some standard things that you do, the fact of the matter is, if you saw David Copperfield today and you get a chance to see him 2 months from now, do it. There's something different in the show.
Yeah, that keeps us interested.
How do you do that, though? I mean, aside from the fact, I know you've had people all the time ask, how do you make that thing happen? And I know you're not going to say that, but how do you even come up with the idea?
Mostly they're from people's dreams. You know, nobody wakes up in the morning and decides to saw somebody in half, you know, in real life. But people do dream about winning a lottery. So I'll take that idea and that'll become a whole epic number in the show that'll end up being 20 minutes of the whole show, where I'm making the whole audience involved and showing how it's possible to actually win the lottery. That's one of many ideas that's really based on dreams that people really do have. We have a new thing in the show now where I'm not only doing sleight of hand, but I'm doing it with a black African scorpion. So I'm barehandedly holding a scorpion and we perform some magic together. So it keeps it interesting for me, that's for sure.
A lot of times people, when they see a rock and roll act, they say, my goodness gracious, they got 2 truckloads of equipment. Well, wouldn't it be nice to be somebody like a comedian, they just walk out. You carry a ton of stuff with you, don't you?
There's about 50 people and 4 trucks, 4 buses, and it's a big spectacular show, so it's a nice balance between spectacular magic and also intimate magic, as you were describing. So.
But David, you also have a lot of stuff that you don't bring with you that's kind of warehoused. So, I mean, I remember you telling us that. I say, you know, I didn't have this particular thing because it's in the warehouse. So what you're carrying in the truck isn't everything you got.
No, of course. We have to keep evolving all the stuff. We have about 20 hours of material, so we keep inventing new stuff so that, you know, increases every year.
David, tell me about the David Copperfield's Tales of the Impossible.
Those were books that we came up with. I was able to get people that are the best writers in the world, I think, Dean Koontz and Joyce Carol Oates and Ray Bradbury, all to write write stories dealing with magic. And we made anthologies that were really based on Hitchcock and Serling, who got all of their friends, their contemporaries, to write stories about mystery. I had all of these fine people write stories about magic, and it was a great project, and it still exists out there.
One of the things that you do is that you just don't go out and perform. I mean, you have really revolutionized this whole industry of illusion. Is it better to call you an illusionist or a magician? What do you prefer?
A nice guy.
Nice guy. I was at a function last night. We were talking about Victor Borg, and I had a fellow one time ask him, what came first, the comedy or the singing? And he said, the egg. So I guess you got me on the same kind of question.
Not as clever as Victor, but nonetheless.
I tell you what, he never walked through the Great Wall of China. You could always say that, but he did a lot of things, but he never did that. But you really look at this as something that you want to perpetuate, not just for your own career, but for other people's career. And you also devote a lot of time to things that benefit society, like Project Magic. I think that is a terrific program that started back in the early 80s, didn't it?
Yeah. Project Magic is a program that uses magic as a form of therapy for people with disabilities, where magic is actually taught to patients to help them regain their dexterity and their coordination by learning sleight of hand, in addition to boosting the patient's self-esteem by giving them a skill that an able-bodied person doesn't even have.
Mm-hmm.
And it's been going on for about 20 years now, and we're in about 1,000 hospitals in 30 countries around the world, so it's pretty cool.
David, growing up in New Jersey, I know that you started in your early teens as a magician and a nice guy. Was anybody in your family in show business? I mean, when you told your parents you wanted to be in the entertainment business and do this particular walk of life, were they surprised? Did they think it was a passing thing? Did they think it was going to be something that you would grow out of?
Probably. You know, they didn't think it was a real career. And my grandfather almost disowned me over it because he, you know, wanted me to be a doctor, a lawyer, or something like that. So, but I just was stubborn about it, and I perceived, and I really loved it.
I mean, you've got to be always plagued, even over dinner with friends or acquaintances, the people asking you how it's done. Does it really make any difference how it's done? The fact of the matter is, it looks really good.
I think people really don't want to know. They're real curious about it. They'll always ask the question in their hearts. They really don't want to know. And I think people need to dream, and that's why I have a job.
Yeah, of late, and I don't know if it's been on recently, but I know that there was a magician that got on TV and started to exploit how some of these things are done.
Sure.
People watch it, but like you say, I don't think people really want to know it.
I think, you know, they're curious, but when they find out, they're kind of disappointed by it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, people have been guessing my things for years on the internet and so forth. But I think in their hearts, we have four or five methods for each of the illusions. So if someone makes a guess and that guess becomes close, and those mass magician shows they had on Fox were just guesses. They really weren't very accurate at all. But people believe they were, which is the problem. But I change the illusion. I change how I do it. So to keep the wonder, because that's part of what I do.
And I got to assume that some of these things that you do are risky not only to your well-being, also to your assistants, because some of these things are very athletic.
Yeah, they are. They are very, very strenuous. It's the show is kind of a workout for me. I love the shower after the show. And, you know, even the sleight of hand is with a scorpion. The on-stage things, I'm on high platforms. You could fall. I'm dealing with a lot of dangerous things, and we have a good time.
David, I know it's probably very difficult to keep these trade secrets.
What we do is we have four or five methods, and I keep changing what I'm doing all the time. So if something does leak out, it's not a problem for me. I'll keep the illusion. I'll change how I do it.
You have, like, no time off till the end of the year.
I know.
Do you have some time when you come down to Orlando to spend at Universal Studios?
Well, I live there. We'll check it out. We'll see what I'm doing during the day.
We got a couple of illusions here. Pretty easy to figure out. It's not certainly what you do, but I got to commend you. You are a talent to be reckoned with. You are absolutely terrific on stage, and I urge anyone, if they have not seen him, go see David Copperfield. If you have seen him, go back, because there's something new that will just blow your mind. David, thank you, my friend. It's always a delight talking with you.
You take care, man.
Okay, look forward to seeing you down here, okay?
Thanks.
Our very special guest, one of the best in the business. He is the best in the business. There's no doubt about it. David Copperfield. And as I mentioned before, check out his website at www.davidcopperfield.com. Check out where he is playing between now and the end of the year. He is working all over the country and in Las Vegas, and you got to see him. He's terrific.
And before we're joined by our next guest, it's a good time to remind you that we have a couple of websites that we invite you to tune into. First site is ronseggi.com. And when you go to that site, you can hear our latest show on demand 24/7 by just hitting the On the Air icon on the homepage. And there's also another icon you can click onto, and it's called Facebook. And if you hit that, you and I can be friends on Facebook. So if you get a chance, visit ronsedgy.com, ronsedgi.com, and listen to our show 24/7 on demand. And you can also check out our musical website, which is called Sedgy Sings, which talks about my 15-piece orchestra and where we will be performing in the weeks to come. We're going to pause for just a moment, but there's more to come live all across the USA and around the world.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
USA News Update. At least 22 people are dead after tornadoes ripped across the Midwest and South on Friday. 7 deaths happened in McNairy County, Tennessee, about 110 miles east of Memphis. Former President Trump is expected to travel to New York City from Florida for his upcoming arraignment. Security officials say they are working out the details for the Tuesday afternoon arraignment, but all NYPD officers are being told to be ready for duty. Pope Francis will be delivering the Palm Sunday prayer. He left the hospital on Saturday morning after 3 days of treatment for bronchitis. At the movies, Dungeons & Dragons, Honor Among Thieves, scored $15.3 million in its opening day and is expected to surpass John Wick Chapter 4 as the weekend's box office champ is expected to make at least $30 million. Jerry Varmash, USA News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there are some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about extreme weather, the alarming increase in man-made disasters, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare. And the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their popular 3-month emergency food kit. They include tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners with over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on your 3-month supply at MyPatriotSupply.com. Too many Americans are being let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
You're back live nationwide and around the world. You're listening to Ron Segi today, and that's the music from Who's the Boss, the television show that starred our next guest, who is a pal of mine for many, many years, and a talented man, whether it's acting on television, the big screen, or even dancing his way through nightclubs and singing up a storm in front of people like Frank Sinatra.
Joining us right now is a fellow Paisan, Tony Danza. Hi, Tony. How are you?
Hi, Ron. Thank you.
Tony, welcome to the show.
I think what we should tell everybody that Tony and I bonded very well because we're both of Italian descent. I understand, Tony, that you just came back from a recent trip to Italy?
You know, I was just recently in Italy, and I went where my mother was born, in Campobello di Mazzala in Sicily.
Wow, I'm Sicilian, too.
There you go, Paisan. I had never been there. And there's a lot of cousins and so on there. It was amazing. I took my kids, my two girls, my son and his wife, and my wife, and for a week I had no TV, no newspaper, no radio. It was kind of a cool respite.
First of all, I have not been to Sicily because I have relatives that they're going to ask me for money. I know as soon as I got the money, they got 20, 30 bucks.
Listen, I'm a very fortunate guy, and I've my life has been, it's really been pretty interesting and again, fortunate and with great luck. And so, somebody said to me once in Who's the Boss, is that you and Who's the Boss? Are you just acting or is it you being yourself? And I said, well, it's me in a good mood. So basically, that's what I'm going to try to bring to the show,
But when in America, I mean, New York's your home, isn't it?
Yeah, it's incredible to be in New York. First of all, it's my home,
your
my
town,
hometown,
sure,
where I come from. You walk around New York, I mean, this teeming mass of people, all different kinds of people, every kind of person you can imagine, every political stripe, color, race, you name it, and everybody getting along, everybody working together, moving. It's incredible. And you know that baloney about New Yorkers being impolite and rude? That's baloney. They're the most helpful. They're in a hurry, but it's just an incredible energy there.
You must feel at home here because I know that you like talk shows. You've done television talk shows.
I used to be a real talk show junkie, talk show guest junkie. What I meant was, I used to be Merv Griffin's utility guy. I'd live up in the Hollywood Hills. If he had a guest drop out, call me up, I'd run down to the show. I did Mike Douglas, Merv Griffin, Dinah Shore, John Davidson, of course, the great Johnny Carson show, where I guest hosted three times on that show. I was real happy. But you name it, I've done them all, and I'm a big fan of those shows. And Carson to me is a good model because he was able to really shine a bright light on his guests, make them look real good, make them feel real comfortable, and he also scored when he could. It's a thin line you have to walk, So. And I'm sure there's a learning curve to being a good interviewer. I think basically it's if you listen, you'll be okay.
The way I did it, I just sat there, and of course I watched Johnny live for 30 years, and I just sat and watched all the tapes, and he had the ability to not wear on the audience, too. I mean, for somebody to be there, once a week like we are, it's one thing. Someone be there every day, it's another story.
You know, Tony, the toughest part about this job is interviewing somebody that gives you yes or no answers. That's a killer.
Uh-huh. Sure. Yeah, right. You look to the point. I know I did one time. I said, can't you talk some more?
You have a great story about a major star that you wanted to interview on a talk show that you were sitting in on. Tell us about it, Tony. A
friend of mine is Robert De Niro. Hey, don't drop names.
Hey,
I hate to drop names.
Don't drop names.
My friend Bobby De Niro told me that. But anyway, I want to have him on. He's not the greatest guest, I say, oh, you kid, it doesn't matter. And what we would do is instead of sitting there and doing an interview, maybe we'll cook together or do something where we give him some business.
All right. Idea. Great idea.
So he wrote me a card and they said, it's a picture of Robert De Niro, you know, and it says on the top, I want to cook with Tony. And then on the back, he says, you could do this because you'll make the guy you've had. You're so excited to have him that it'll end up being a great interview anyway, even if it is just a yes or no. Also, you know, I've thought of myself as an actor, you know, for 26 years, and I've had my ups and downs. And
but Tony, you may have had ups and downs, but you have had enormous success. Taxi, Who's the Boss? He's been on the stage.
I just want to say, so you just said you're on the Armed Forces.
Yes.
So I just want to say hello to all the guys and girls that are out there listening. Ron, before you go on, I did bring wine. And it's actually a pretty good wine. Rowan for Claudio as well. Not a bad red.
This is great. That's a great idea.
Yeah, well, we find the audience is usually a little bit better when they drink.
What is the thing that you like the most, Tony, of all the stuff you do?
What's interesting, Ron, is that the last 10 years I've been playing live. I've been going out singing and dancing, casinos, county fairs, Carnegie Hall. I mean, it's incredible. And it's been just about the most fun you can have. You know, I go out and I do about 75 minutes. I got a quartet. And we just rocked our house. You know, it's like a variety show.
Yeah.
And it's, I'm all the acts. When you're live, as you know, I don't have to tell you that the little thing that happens, it doesn't throw you. It gives you some material.
That's
you know?
Right. That's exactly
I mean, I've sung ballads as the roller coaster went by, you know. So I really enjoyed that. It also, I think the fact that I did that, you know, it sort of differentiated me a little bit. You know, because in this business, I really think you have to diversify. If you stay the same, your sitcom star, pretty soon there's another guy who's younger and better and cheaper, and
mm-hmm.
you know.
Sure.
So I think you have to be trying to. I never really thought of myself as any one thing other than an entertainer.
Right.
And an entertainer does, you know, I think of Sammy Davis. I think of those kind of people that. That, you know, they sang, they danced, they acted, they, you know, they did Broadway. And I've been lucky enough to have some, you know, some pretty good opportunities. Don't get me wrong, I would love to break into the movies in a big way, but I could wait for another 25 years for the part that may or may not ever come.
You did something I saw one time that I thought was unbelievable. When you performed in front of guys like Sammy Davis Jr., how intimidating has that got to be?
They bring out a floor, a special floor in the show. I'm sitting with my wife in the audience waiting for my turn. I didn't know what the order was. And Gregory Hines went up, God rest him,
yeah.
Good, great guy. And he and Sammy, another guy, they danced together.
I remember
Sammy
that.
Davis and Gregory Hines danced, and somebody tapped me on the shoulder and said, you're next. And I'm tap dancing, and I go, what? Who's making up this order? So now I start going, gee, what am I going to say? I got to come up with something. I have to have a joke. So I start doing jokes to my wife. How's this line? No. How's this line? No. How's this line? No. But I go, how about this? You know, I didn't want to do this, but, you know, because you guys danced, and you guys are so great, but, what the hell? I'm a white guy. So my wife says, oh, I think that's funny. I said, what are you, my agent? Why did you laugh? You know?
No, they'll never laugh.
But anyway, so I went up, and I did that, and it was great. And the other one, the most amazing, was on Frank Sinatra's 80th birthday. I actually sang to Sinatra.
I know that.
And I'll never forget it because as I was doing it, I mean, for a lot of reasons I wouldn't forget it, but as I was doing it, there was this conversation going on in my head. I was out there doing what I was doing, getting some laughs, telling a story about my mother and him because he did Who's the Boss, and I flew my mom. My mother used to say, when you introduce me to Sinatra, then you're a star. So I finally got a chance to introduce her to Sinatra, and it was incredible. He treated her so great. And I was telling that story, and then I had to go into this thing about I'll Love Is Here to Stay, which is a song that the Gershwins wrote, of course, but it was a story from Ira to George when he was sick. It's a story from a guy. It's a song about a guy's love for a guy.
Yeah.
A brotherly love. And so I was telling that story, and I could hear myself in the back of my mind going, he doesn't want to hear you. Are you nuts? It's Sinatra. Are you crazy? And then when I said the word Gershwin to Sinatra, wait a minute. Sinatra said Gershwin to Danza? No. Danza said Gershwin to Sinatra. I heard a scream in the back of my head, like this wild scream. And I sang the song, and I got through it. I was really nervous. And I kissed his hand. I got down on my knees and
I remember
kissed
that.
His hand.
I remember seeing that.
And I went off the stage, and I ran into Rickles. And Rickles was backstage. He goes to me, did he give you the dead eye? It was very nerve-wracking. But, you know, it's one of the great experiences of my life. And my mom's gone. And but in that show, they put up, and when I told the story, they put up a picture of my mother and Frank Sinatra.
Wow.
And if my mother hadn't died, she would have died again. You know, she'd die then if
yeah,
she had
sure.
been alive to see it. But it's just always so gratifying that my mother's in Frank Sinatra's 80th birthday special.
That's great. You know, and I remember both of those shows. In fact, when I knew you were going to be on the show today, I'm thinking to myself, I got to bring this up because nothing could be more intimidating than singing to Frank Sinatra and tap dancing in front of Sammy Davis Jr.
Remember, they were both sitting on the stage.
Oh, that
they
was,
weren't in the audience.
I know that.
They were on the stage.
Yes, so those are George Slaughter productions.
George Slaughter.
Yeah,
the great George Slaughter.
He's a piece of work.
Always other one. I just worked for him recently. He did the Academy of TV Arts and Sciences Hall of Fame. They inducted Art Carney, Katie Couric, and a number of other people, Brandon Tartikoff, the rest.
Sure.
And so it was a really, you know, I love George.
Sure. Okay. But he's not opinionated, though.
No.
Not at all. He won't tell you what's on his mind.
Not at all.
And he'll always have a joke for you. Hey, Tony, this has been a real delight. It really has. I wish you could spend the whole hour with us, but I know you're on a really tight schedule. I appreciate you coming over here to the studio today. And
appreciate it. I had a great time. Thanks very much, Claudia.
Tony.
Thank you, too.
I want to tell you, you are Italian that we are proud of. Our very special guest has been Tony Danza, and we are going to be enjoying the Tony Danza wine here later on this evening. Tony.
No, you're great, Ron.
Tony Danza has been our guest, and we're going to play a little music from another one of his hit shows on television.
St. Jude moment.
Ashton was a high-level athlete, and in an instant, your world flips, and your healthy 5-year-old competitive cheerleader has a brain tumor. And the physician was like, your best option is St. Jude. Receiving treatment that was life-saving for our child, and knowing that that treatment would be of no cost to us, was a huge weight lifted.
Learn more at stjude.org.
Time is the one thing that we want more of. Without the donors, I wouldn't have my Audrey. They take care of our housing. They take care of our food. In addition to the best medical treatment that my daughter could ever have. So it allows me to focus on my daughter and getting her better.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at St.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen.
Come
here
on, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, Mimi. Such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Hey, pal, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
Hey, hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop the senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Radio. Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream to the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Extra.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
That wraps up hour number one of Ron Segi today, but we have another hour to go. I want to thank my guest this first hour, my dear friend of over 50 years, Bobby Vinton. Also the genius of David Copperfield, fellow Bison Tony Danza, and the V, Jerry Mathers. Next hour from Cheers, Cliffy's here, delivering the mail and giving us some information on something that he's working on. John Ratzenberger, comedian from the Saturday Night Live days. He's got a special coming up, Kevin Nealon. And then in our lifestyle portion, we're going to be talking to HGTV star George Oliphant and get some tax tips from Leanna Hawkins. And that's coming up next hour with Ron Segi today. The USA and around the world, you are listening to Ron Segi today. I'm very happy to have our next guest with us. She used to be with us a lot of times, and for some reason, we have not had her on the show again, but she is back. I love this lady. She is such a talented one. And we are going to be talking about a film that is set to release today called For the Love of Jesse. Joining us right now is the beautiful Adrienne Barbeau. Adrienne, welcome back to the show. Good to hear your voice again.
Thank you, Ron. Your name, and I thought, oh boy.
Man, it's been a long time, but boy, I gotta tell you something. Still as beautiful as ever and talented as ever in this new show that's coming up. I'm very excited for this. It's being released today. It's called For the Love of Jesse, and you play a mom this time around.
I play a mom this time around. And actually, a grandmom at one point.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
I play the mother of a doctor, a young man, played by Randy Wayne, who's very much in love with his very pregnant wife and is devastated when she dies during childbirth.
Mm-hmm.
And he is left with raising my grandchild.
Yeah.
This is not a mom you'd necessarily want to have. Yeah. She shows up and she's not incredibly likable. She and her son have a prickly relationship,
yeah.
But she shows up because somebody's got to help him take care of this baby and finally convinces him that he's got to hire someone, a housekeeper, nanny, to take care of the baby. Does not like the woman that he hires, who has her own history, having lost a child. And it is a love story. It is a story about second chances. And even in the case of my character, the changes that can take place in a person as a result of love. It's not like, you know, the people who usually watch me to see me screaming and yelling and the ghosts coming or the horror. This is for a much, much wider audience.
Well, you know, it's unique here when you say that he got a nanny, because the nanny, according to what I saw, was actually a former patient of his that lost the baby to a miscarriage. So he decides to hire her because she needs a job. And you didn't really agree with this arrangement. I mean, ultimately...
No, because she shows up wearing, she's got tattoos, she's got a biker jacket on, she's got her hair shaved. This is not not someone I want. In fact, I have a line. I hope you're not here to apply for the job dressed like that.
Yeah. It would be a frightening thing to see. The thing about it is, though, is that this movie, even though it came out today, it was the winner of a Best Screenplay in Los Angeles' Film Awards back in 2017. So this was done a couple of years back, right, Adrian?
Well, no, the screenplay was written in 2017.
Okay.
And then they, you know, just as they were getting ready to start filming, and I should have looked this up. I'm not sure if we did this in 2018. It must have been, maybe it was early 2019.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Yeah. Just as they were ready to start filming, the actor that David Maccabee, our writer-director, had written the role for to play the doctor, my son, passed away.
Oh, gosh, really?
And so then it was, a question of if they were even going to continue. But they did, and they hired Randy Wayne, wonderful actor.
Yes, he is.
And went on and made the film.
You know, you have had such an illustrious career over your life, your young life. You know, of course, everybody remembers Maude back in 1972. A lot of horror films, as you alluded to earlier. Someone's Watching Me, The Fog, Escape from New York, Swamp Thing, gosh, Two Evil Eyes, Creepshow. And you did some voiceover work, too, as the Catwoman on Batman, the animated series. Do you like doing voiceover works? A lot of actors and actresses like that because they can. It's like being in a costume at an amusement park. You can act really silly and nobody sees you.
I like about it is you don't have to put a costume on. You know?
No makeup, no nothing.
I love doing voiceover work.
Yeah.
Right now, when I'm not acting, I am. I do video description for the blind.
Really?
So that when you're watching your television show, if you hit your secondary audio channel program button, you can hear a voice describing what is happening on screen in between the dialogue so that someone who's visually impaired, you know, hears the actor speaking, but then hears my voice or another actor's voice describing the action. So, and fortunately, because my son is a music producer and he has a studio here at the house, I've been able to do some of my voiceover work even as we are sheltering in place.
Yeah.
So that's been very nice. And I love doing voiceovers. I do a lot of video games.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-9090. 2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
a delicious and satisfying meal. Luckily, Omaha Steaks makes it easy to start the year right and keep that warm and cozy feeling going all winter long. Right now is the perfect time to stock up and fill your freezer with flavor. Go to omahasteaks.com and use promo code TREAT at checkout and get $30 off your order. Save on perfectly portioned favorites, easy meals, and so much more with Omaha Steaks Freezer Filler Sale. That's $30 off an endless variety of gourmet choices from incredible steaks, premium chicken, delicious pork to seafood. There's something for everyone, and every bite is backed by their 100% money-back guarantee. Visit omahasteaks.com today. Enter TREAT at checkout to get $30 off your order. Order with complete confidence today, knowing you're ordering the very best. Visit omahasteaks.com. Use promo code TREAT at checkout to get that extra $30 off your order. Minimum order may be required.
That wraps up hour number one of Ron Segi today, but we have another hour to go. I want to thank my guest this first hour, my dear friend of over 50 years, Bobby Vinton. Also the genius of David Copperfield, fellow Bison Tony Danza, and the V, Jerry Mathers. Next hour from Cheers, Cliffy's here delivering the mail and giving us some information on something that he's working on. John Ratzenberger, comedian from the Saturday Night Live days. He's got a special coming up. Kevin Nealon. And then in our lifestyle portion, we're going to be talking to HGTV star George Oliphant and get some tax tips from Leanna Hawkins. And that's coming up next hour with Ron Segi today.